Yes, praise the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. Wherever you are today, just say there is power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word from the Lord, a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with our task for today. And I say to everyone tuned in online and via phone, good morning, good morning, good morning. God has a word for you today. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 1 through 2. I'm sorry, I meant Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 2, and then 14 through 16. Again, that is the book of Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 26, verses 1 through 2. Then I will go down to verses 14 through 16. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind everyone of how to tune in and stay connected with me Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, if you cannot tune in live, you can still ensure that you don't miss your fresh word, your spiritual multivitamins, your spiritual exercise by following the podcast, so the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen to at any time. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text which includes today's message. Finally, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. On the broadcast page, there's a click-to-call button that you can press, and it will call this number for you at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can also learn more about me, see more about the ministry. You'll also be able to see the kids who received the Easter basket this past weekend. I donated to a nonprofit that was giving out Easter baskets to children, or really you had to purchase them from them. And so I purchased two baskets, and they sent the pictures of the children standing there holding the baskets, and it just melted my heart to see how happy they were. So go to rossi.org today, and you will be able to see on the giving back page, you'll be able to see those children. It's just such a blessing, as well as so many other things God has blessed me to do for others. And that is why when you support the ministry, it just helps to support not only spreading the gospel through the word, but through meeting the needs of others. All right, so visit rossi.org, rawsi.org. Let's get into this word. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 1 through 2, then I'll go to 14 through 16, reading from the KJV. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Let's go down to verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is how much is your salvation worth to you? How much is your salvation worth to you? In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, that I just read unto you, we saw that for Jesus, his relationship with Christ was worth 30 pieces of silver. All the miracles that he'd seen Jesus do, all of the times that he'd sat at the master's feet, all of the anointing, all of the gifts and talents that he'd seen and that were also his for the taking, because Jesus said, greater works than these, greater works than what he's done shall his followers do also. All of that was only worth, glory, 30 pieces of silver to him. I wonder today how much seeing Jesus in peace is worth to you. I wonder today how much living for Christ is worth to you, when I submit to you that we can see the evidence of the value of your relationship with Christ by the way you live your life and what you are so ready and easily willing to compromise the gospel of Jesus for. How much is your salvation worth to you? Is it worth your career? Will you do everything and anything? Compromise your morals and compromise the gospel of Christ just for a promotion, for a business, for a title? How much is your salvation worth to you? You see, as an attorney, I own my firm, Rossi Williams Law Group, but my clients, they know I'm saved. Because, see, I can't separate who I am from what I do. Somewhere in that conversation, a praise God, it's just going to come out because that's what's in me. Somewhere in that encouragement of them, where they're in the vulnerability of just the whole situation, and they're to the point where sometimes they're crying so hard it makes me cry, because they're facing life in prison or some kind of criminal charge, or their loved ones. I just had someone call me yesterday. Her loved one is facing life in prison for me to take their case up in Palm Beach County. I just received a letter from an inmate in the Miami-Dade jail last week, 4 pages written out, looking at life in prison, asking for help. What I'm trying to tell you is somewhere in there, I cannot help but encourage them in Christ. I can't help but remind them of who God is and how God works through me. How much is your salvation worth to you? I turn down cases. If I can't do this the way I know the law has told me to do it and operating under the anointing the way God has shown me to do, I can't just take it just for the money. Somebody said something to me. We got to go on. And they were sending out flyers to all of the attorneys. And so they were trying to get attorneys to get involved in spearheading making marijuana a recreational drug, you know, the medicinal marijuana, I'm sorry, for use here in Florida. And so they sent it, and then someone whom I represented in something before, who is involved in that, reached out and said, did you see that? I said, you know, I did, but you already know that's something I don't do. And the person began to say, but Attorney Williams, look at how good you are. Look at how powerful you are. This will make you a discount of millionaire. This is where it's going. I said, but it doesn't matter about the money. You know who I am. And the person never asked or solicited me for that again. How much is your salvation worth to you? Is it worth you getting on Facebook, cussing people out, all on social media, putting pictures of your naked body? You've been naked for 2 years since and you're still single. Come on and get dressed now. Is it worth it for you to air out all of your business? Is it worth it for you to deny Christ? Is it worth you to be unfaithful to your husband or wife and come here not only with diseases, but to lose 10, 20, 30 years of your marriage, 50% of your assets. What is it worth to you, Jesus, to betray Jesus? It said in Matthew 26, verses 1 through 2, Jesus said somebody, he already knew somebody was going to betray him. And then in 14 through 16, from that time forth, after Judas, after he made the deal to betray Christ, he looked for the opportunity to betray him. How much is your salvation worth to you? In the book of Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 33, Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. How much is your salvation worth to you? In Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. See, if you have relationship with God, if you are wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, if you have the anointing of Christ, then you will submit everything to God in prayer so that you have discernment and you won't be fooled about the signs of the times. Even in dealing with this pandemic, you will respect the science, but you will also have enough discernment to know when men are using the science for their own personal agendas. When they're beginning to tell you everyone needs to be vaccinated, well, I have a constitutional right to refuse to be vaccinated. When they're telling you everyone needs to be microchipped, oh, if you really had relationship with Christ, you begin to get yourself in revelation and to understand the signs of the times, that we are getting to the point where our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. If you go to a company like Accenture, Accenture.com, you'll begin to see how they're talking about digital microchips for everyone, and that Bill Gates, who's so pushing vaccination for everyone and biometrics, is part of what they're doing. It said, join us. Accenture has joined the ID 2020 Alliance with partners like Microsoft to create an open, human-centric approach to identity. And if you get closer into it, what you will see is they are proposing to microchip every person. When you see Bill Gates now saying that everyone should be required to be vaccinated and they should have to have proof of that, what proof are you going to have? You might have paper proof, or maybe you'll have the biometric proof. How much is your salvation worth to you that you've stopped going to church, you stopped reading the Bible, you stopped listening to those preachers of old who preach the unadulterated word of God, turning it in for somebody to just make you feel good? You are selling Jesus out every day. You're selling him out. You won't witness for him. You won't live for him. You're ashamed of him. You won't tell your testimony. You won't tell others what God has done. You won't pray. You won't give. You won't tithe. You won't be used for God. How much is it worth to you? Jesus, we got to get ready to go into prayer. What are you selling him out for today? How much have you agreed with Satan, glory, to sell out the blood of Jesus? People are dying and they are going to hell. Somebody has to be willing to stand up, be counted, speak about what is right, speak about what is wrong, not being afraid of being unpopular, and preach this word of God. God lives. Jesus lives. He desires to save your soul. How much? Hallelujah. I almost started speaking in tongues. Glory. Is your salvation worth to you? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Some of you listening to me, you know the word of God. You know what you're supposed to be doing. But you're denying him before men. He said, if you deny me before men, I will also deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come giving you the glory and the honor. We come praising you, oh God. You are the author and creator, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are he which was and is to come. There is none like you. You are Jesus. You are our Savior. You are a wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are our covering. We woke up this morning with our minds stayed on Jesus. We woke up this morning with our minds stayed on the Lord. Father God, what we need, you got it. What we need, Lord God, you got it. And so, God, we come giving praise to your name today. You said you inhabit the praises of your people. So we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We come repenting, Lord. We've been denying you before men. We might not have said the actual words, but the evidence of our lives when laid out before the court of you shows, God, that we have covenanted away our salvation. We have covenanted away our faith with Satan. We have sold you out. We've become snitches for the devil. We have no time for you. We won't worship you. We won't praise you. We won't go to church. We won't serve you. We won't testify of your goodness. We're caught up in all kinds of sin, fornication, adultery, gossiping, backbiting, lying. We're coming here and we're talking about the men and women of God. We won't do what you told us to do. We have no discernment. We have no anointing. We will do anything and everything to get some likes on social media, to get some followers. We have sold you out, Jesus. And we come repenting today. Our salvation has lost value. It doesn't mean anything anymore to be a follower of Christ. It means more to be a follower of the latest rap group, the latest social media influencer. It means more to have more followers and likes. It means more to us than to how many times people will share what we wrote than if anybody ever comes to you. God, we come repenting. Jesus. We got all kinds of gifts and talents, Lord, that were meant to be used for your kingdom. But we're using them for Satan, and we're proud, God. We're proud of our extortion of you. We're proud of our blackmail of you. Coming to you only when we need something. Coming to you only when we want something. And then getting mad if you won't give it to us and saying you no longer exist. Because when we wanted it and we could do it ourselves, we did it. But somehow we believe that when we come to you, we're supposed to step to you, and you're supposed to just do anything we said when we're in a backslidden state, an unrepentant state, living unseemly in any kind of way. God, we repent. Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah. Now, Lord God, I ask you to bless everyone listening. I ask you, Lord, to forgive us and have mercy on us, God. I ask you to bless them coming in and bless them going out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them when they rise and bless them when they go to sleep. Bless the fruit of their hands and bless the work of their labor. Bless, Lord God, in their homes. Bless their children on their jobs and in ministry. Bless them to not be ashamed of the gospel, to not take down from the gospel. Bless them to be soldiers in the army of Christ, to use their talents and their gifting for you, to speak of your goodness, to speak of your goodness, not be ashamed, and say, for God I live, glory, and for God I die. I'm 100 for Jesus. In your name, Lord, amen, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Our time is run. I got to do the altar call, and I'm going to end with the task. But I need somebody who's not ashamed of the gospel just to begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Just tell him thank you. Think about all he's done for you and just begin to tell him thank you. Ah, how much is your salvation worth to you? Hallelujah. Let's get ready to do the altar call for those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have betrayed Jesus. You have not lived the way you should. You're out there doing everything you're supposed to, everything you're not supposed to do. You have no time for God. You got more time for social media. Even in this pandemic, you spend more time in the day on social media than you even spend in one prayer with the Lord. You don't read your Bible. You don't try to have daily time with God. You're not tuned in here with me for daily fire. Wherever you go for devotion, you don't want to do anything for the Lord. You spreading gossip. You spreading drama. You spreading mess. You lying on folks. You old backbiting, lying, unrighteous, wagging tongue, gossiper. But you have no time for God. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I'm sorry for not valuing my salvation. I repent for not making you my priority. I will not be ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Every day I will give you praise. Every day I will witness to others. Every day I will spread the gospel. Every day I will be vigilant. I will pay attention to what's going on in the world around me. And I know you are coming back. I will be ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and tell them thank you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for being patient, for giving me those few minutes to go over. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure that you're in a good Bible-believing church. Right now, a lot of churches are having service online tonight at 7 p.m. You're welcome to join my church for Bible study on Facebook Live. That is First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida. Pastor Errol Cooper, Sr., so you're welcome to join our church service at 7 p.m. live. Bible study is usually no more than an hour, all right? Make sure you're in church. Make sure you're reading your word. Make sure you're getting you some daily time with the Lord. I'd love to have you here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern live, or follow so you will get the recording every day by texting the letters DS to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is, how much is your salvation worth to you? Your task for today is show the evidence. We don't want to hear your hearsay. Show the evidence of what it means to you by witnessing to someone else and not being ashamed of the gospel. We're getting ready to see things we've never seen. Visit rossi.org so you can see the picture of the kids with the baskets and more. Be 100% for Jesus. Bonafide, certified Christian. Not ashamed of the gospel. I'll see you tomorrow.
'Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.